Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MB Pro call. Today is April 9th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which of course you can do by going to motorvitality.com and listening to years and years and years worth of them, or subscribing to Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast application you choose to use, subscribing to Motor Vitality on that, and then have them downloaded right to your phone every week, and they're right there. But we do appreciate you being on live. A week like this week, which includes today, I didn't send out an invitation, the mass email thing that we send out sometimes, and you guys are still here, those of you that are here live, and so I really appreciate that. It means that you put it on your calendar, and it does mean a lot to me that it's worth your time. I hope that you find value out of them. So I think sometimes some of the conversations we have are pretty great when we just sort of do them like this. But anyway, I'm going to start to call off the way I do most weeks, with a little extra rambling, obviously. But I'm going to ask, was there anything anybody learned this last week that they wish they had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Anything at all? I actually did learn a little something new when I was – so we're going through and we're teaching these we've got several learners signed up for the MAP, for the Modular Education Program, teaching two new separate classes, one with kind of specific to a couple companies that we're working with, and then another kind of general one. But one of the – I was going through with some of the learners, some of the people that we were working with, and talking about grains per gallon, and we were talking about, ways – and many of you – probably know that a grain, that of course is what we measure calcium, magnesium in, hardness, the hardness in the water. A grain originated, the English used to use a grain of wheat as a standard unit of weight, as a standard unit of measurement. And so that's where the term grain came from. And we use grains quite a bit in our industry, grain per gallon, and it's 7,000 grains equals 1 pound, and so on and so forth. But the way I've always learned it, and the way the Modular Education, the Water Quality Association, everything, the way they talk about it is they equate that with an aspirin tablet. An aspirin tablet weighs about 5 grains. And, to kind of put it in perspective for people, I was talking to somebody the other day, yesterday, in fact, and we were kind of going through, there's one exercise where as a mentor, you have to have a conversation with your student, your learner, and have them describe a grain, or hardness, and have them talk about it so that they, that they are comfortable explaining that if they ever needed to. And this person, rather than using an aspirin as an example, was telling me that he was very familiar with grains because when you pack your own bullets, when you make your own bullets, you use grains of gunpowder, and you weigh the amount of grain in the stuff that you pack into the bullets. And he was telling me that's how he was familiar with it. So I thought that was actually pretty cool. There's something else that we're using grains for. So if you don't want to talk about aspirin, then apparently grains are used pretty commonly when you're packing bullets, when you're making your own bullets. Has anybody else had experience with that? I found that kind of interesting. So go ahead, somebody.
It kind of helps, to relate, because I know some of us probably run across where, we're talking to the mister, and it's, they're a farmer, or they're somebody that's a hunter, and you've got dead animals all over the walls and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think that's a great way to relate to them instead of using aspirin tablets.
Yeah, I thought that was I'd never heard that. I'd never heard anybody use that as an example or talk about that. It did make me want to kind of look into it and just, you know, and see the context and see how many grains, because we know that an aspirin tablet weighs about 5 grains. What I don't know is how many grains of gunpowder are you supposed to put in a bullet? I thought that was kind of, I chucked that or added that to my list of things that I would like to learn, because, you know, for the purpose, if you are talking to somebody out there, I mean, what a cool way to relate to somebody, right? To have that knowledge. So, I thought that was kind of cool. So, speaking of the WQA classes, we did have a class start yesterday, a new basics course. I wanted to make that available. There is still a little bit of room in the class. And I wanted to make that available for those of you that have signed up for the basics before. I know there's a couple people on this call that have done it. You're more than welcome to sit in if you want a refresher, to sit in on the classes. They are Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 to 10:30 until we complete those. We are going to be starting the fundamentals very shortly after. We're doing them twice a week, so, you know, assuming this is a good time for people to kind of get through them, and WQA is offering at 30% off right now on the to sign up for the training. So feel free to, if you're interested in any of that, feel free to jump onto those. All right. Anybody else have anything that they want to talk about? Or let me ask this. How's everybody doing in general? You know, just everybody healthy? Is everybody doing okay?
I'm peachy, if anybody cares.
I care, Jen. I care. So,
Jen, that sound is so sincere from both of you.
Yeah.
And I am moved.
Wow. I'm moved by your movement. But anyway, is everybody, as some of you know, I'm out here in New York, and it's sort of the hotbed, although I know Michigan is too, a little bit, where you are, Jerry, in California is kind of, you know, just the walls. Sometimes you listen to the news and everything else, and it feels like everything's like about to just close in, you know. And I don't know about you guys, but I find myself listening to music a lot more recently than I am the news, just because, you know, there's just so much. It's like nonstop. And when you can't get out there and find ways to refill your bucket and to, you know, for me, I like to get out in the woods and go hiking and do all that stuff. And when you're limited on your ability to get out there or live your life, that stuff can really, that kind of news and everything can just, I think it weighs on you a little bit at a time, sometimes without you even realizing that it is, you know. I think it can have an impact. So seriously, how's everybody doing? There's quite a few of you here. Everybody healthy and good?
All healthy. Running only about an appointment a day.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So you are running, you're still running appointments, David?
Yeah. And, you know, not a whole lot, and we're doing, you know, we're wearing gloves and booties. My appointment yesterday, they showed up with masks.
Yeah.
So, and we're doing the social distancing, you know. I can talk loud enough to be 6 feet away, not a problem.
Yeah.
So just kind of being more cautious with how we're doing it, you know, keeping hand sanitizer in the car. And all that. But other than that, and then we're staying out of the office. We basically have been told to stay out of the office, mail in, you know, scan the paperwork, send it in.
Yeah.
And we're to the point where we're close to going paperless anyways.
Are you guys doing installs still, Stacey?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are still
doing
installs.
We're still doing installs, and we're still doing service. And to be real honest, they've been pretty busy with service because people are at home.
Yeah. 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 I found that to be the case across the board. Everybody else kind of running into that too, that service is busy.
I wanted to ask you, do you find that the attitude of people any different when you are making those sales calls? I would think that they would be, that the people that are accepting sales calls right now are much more serious minded about what they're wanting to do.
Oh, no, not really.
I think people are finally, they finally have time, and it's kind of funny because the company that I'm working with right now, they're getting really crazy phone calls like, can you tell me how to stop the company name from scrolling across the front of my water softener? And it's one of those things that, you know, they've never had extra time on their hands. All of a sudden they realize 4 years later that the company name scrolls across from their water softener because they have nothing better to do but look at their water softener screen.
No, but I actually think there's a couple different things that we could talk about in there. First off, I want to go back to Jerry's question about people taking it more seriously. How do we, if we're not, Here's something that, and I know where that question's coming from, Jerry. I think it's a good one. So I want to go back to what you're saying too, Jen, here in just a second as well. Okay, but let's talk about what the question Jerry asked there. You know, Motor Vitality has sold more. We have these backpacking filters. You guys, some of you have heard me talk about them before, these water purifiers that you could use out in the woods, right? So put in a stream. And we have sold more of those in the last 2 weeks from the MV marketplace than we have in the last year. It was kind of surprising. We got another one, had two more came in today, you know, and so on and so forth. And so there, people are absolutely thinking about drinking water. You know, they have come out, the EPA director at last week's WQA meeting, you know, said that they are not, you know, that all the municipalities are still staffing, they're still testing, that the water's still safe, and they're making sure of all of that and everything, that it's essential. But then they also talked about loosening regulation and penalties for people that are for municipalities that are in violation of the regulations. And so it was, you know, I think that just in general, people are news. Now there's are aware rather. There's no news, there hasn't been any news really. Nobody said that this virus transmits through water or through the water supplies. And most municipalities have chlorination anyway, which I assume would kill the virus like it does any other virus. You know, so the water supplies are probably safe, but people are hyper aware of their health and staying healthy and drinking high quality water. I think that's one of the factors, right? Everybody's talking about with this corona, the pre-existing conditions, and so people are trying to get healthier. They're exercising and they're eating healthy, and just in case they catch it, they want to have a better chance of fighting it off. So I'm wondering, you know, to kind of address Jerry's question there, how do we, you know, how do we approach that? How do we explore whether or not a customer has given that consideration or thought without making it sound like we are encouraging them to, we don't want to use the fear and the scare tactics. But Stacey, have you run into that? Are people asking about any of that? Is, you know, are anybody else out there? Are we running into that?
So I have had some people, and when I'm responding to like the internet leads, I've added a section that we can do an appointment through either FaceTime, Google Hangouts, or Zoom. So I'm offering virtual appointments. A lot of it can be handled. And to be honest, a lot of what we're getting right now is bottled water inquiries.
Sure.
So that's pretty easy to handle over the phone. And things like that, I have an Adobe Sign account, so I just send them paperwork they can sign online. So it's pretty easy to handle all that. So you've got some people, I've had a couple of people say, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, adhering to the stay-at-home orders. What can you tell me via email or phone? Mm-hmm. But you've also got, like, my couple yesterday, they're even though they showed up in masks, they're just shopping and they're closing on the house on the 22nd, but they're like, yeah, whatever. And to be honest, it would have been one of those things that I could have handled pretty easily without stepping foot in the house, because I've put quite a few systems in this neighborhood, and I know how the builder's plumbing everything. So some people are...
Yeah, so are people asking... Jerry, is that what you were thinking when you were asking that question?
Well, what I was thinking is people that are willing to risk exposure more, because there are some, of course, that still don't take this seriously, some that do, but people that are buying water softeners or water treatment of any type are generally looking at health and well, there are other concerns too, but I would think now that if someone were going to risk it, they might be much, much more interested in purchasing right away.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Jen, can we move over to your comment now? You know, you said when we were talking about that, what did you say?
Oh, I was
our conversation, our topic this morning was going to be on focus and organization, by the way.
Yeah, focus. Which I do want to try to jump into that, but no, my comment was that we were getting so many interesting phone calls where people, they don't have anything better to do but look at the screen of their water softener and start pushing buttons, because all of a sudden, you know, they're cleaning basements or they're, you know, looking in the closets or whatever, and all of a sudden they realize, oh, for 4 years that company name has been scrolling across the screen.
Right.
I think that's kind of silly, but I will tell you that my salt level has dropped dramatically in the last 3 days. So
you're paying attention to it. You're watching it. That's interesting.
Okay, I couldn't use it in the basement last night for a storm, and I didn't even bother to look at the softener. Okay.
Yeah.
That, you know, so what I've been encouraging a lot of the stay at home, you know, so because and I don't know, sometimes I wonder if it's been the approach from the top in like the case here in New York, that would probably be me to some extent, as we're kind of managing this team, you know, I wonder if their attitude to working and considering essential is coming from that. Sometimes I think it might be regional. I mean, the news in New York is, you know, I wonder, because I've been here during this whole thing and have not been out of here, and I wonder if it's any different, you know, if you know, being right in the middle of all of this stuff. But people around here, even the salespeople, and, you know, salespeople are still willing to work. Our service techs are less, they're still willing to work and deliver salt, but we're not going in homes at all right now for this dealership. We're not doing any of that. We're, you know, so the salespeople are hungry for that. They're still looking for ways to do that. And the office people, though they're working from home, are still working, you know, as hard as can be. But I wonder if, you know, if it's the added, you know, and how much desire people have to actually go out and do that stuff. I wonder sometimes if it's attitude. I wonder sometimes if it's regional, you know, just what all the differences are. But one of the things that we can do that is productive, that can be productive, is to recognize that people are doing exactly what you're saying, Jen, that they're more aware of it. They are home. And this is a great time to get on the phone and just simply say hi and talk to them. Hey, you know, is there anything about your water that, you know, this is that you've always wanted to do and that we can help you with right now? That might make a difference. You know, it lets them know that you're not just there to try and get money from them, you know, to sell. Real quick, before we, Jen, we'll take the last 10 minutes here and talk about focus and organization. I know you had a couple things you wanted to point out on that and to talk about on that. But let me just say, one of the dealers that we worked with had a good idea that I thought was worthy of sharing in terms of you know, how to get revenue coming in, and that is to offer, you know, if, for those people that are willing to put down a deposit that want to do a virtual appointment or that are making a sale, you know, to offer something like a 10% off or a, you know, up to $200 off or something like that, if they are willing to put down a deposit and schedule an install, you know, so installs might not happen until, you know, if they're willing to get it on the books for May, you know, so that when, so they're first in line, they're ready to go. They're first in line when it comes time to buy stuff. So something to incentivize them, number one, it brings some revenue into the business. And number two, it gives customers incentive to, you know, to make that investment, to look at that now, to do it now. So anyway, Jim, the floor is yours.
So, you know, Kelly, you were kind of, you alluded to this a little bit earlier when you were talking about, you know, the news and, you know, how it seems to be almost addicting to watch the news. And I remember back, you know, when 9/11 happened and everybody was glued to the TV and everybody wanted to know what was going on. And that's kind of the situation that we have right now. A lot of us are working from home and, you know, it's really easy to get distracted. You know me, a challenge that I have when I'm working from home is the dog went outside and then, you know, the neighbor stopped by. And this is all stuff that we've talked about before in the past. But, you know, I think it's really important that we stay focused on what we're doing, because even though we might, you know, not all of us are still running out and running sales appointments, or we're not canvassing, or we're not doing things like that, we still have a lot of things that we can get caught up on. We have a lot of things that we can do so that we're prepared for when all of this is lifted. But the biggest part of it is staying focused and staying away from distractions. You know, probably the biggest distraction for people who are working from home or, you know, kind of just working on education stuff is the dang TV and watching the news. I think that, for one, it's distracting to have it on in the background, but for two, I think it gets your mind really kind of focused on the fear part of it. And by all means, I am not saying that this is not a serious issue. Please don't think that I'm just pushing it to the wayside, because it really is. But at the same time, we can't watch it 24/7. We have to put it aside and we have to live our lives. So, you know, watching the news, I think limiting it. I'll turn on the news for half an hour in the morning when I'm getting ready, and then maybe in the evening when I'm cooking dinner, I'll have the news on for half an hour. And that's where I get all my updates. Facebook. I found myself with Facebook because, you know, everybody's updating and everybody's putting up their thoughts on the coronavirus and everything else. I found myself addicted to Facebook again, and I started putting it away. I turned it off on my phone. I just logged out. That way I'm not getting any notifications or anything like that. I'm sitting down for half an hour in the evening. Maybe at lunchtime I'll jump on there. But we need to focus on our lives. And I think with anything, with this whole situation that's going on, I am seeing where families are finally, you know, they're eating dinner together every single night and they're going for walks together. And, you know, parents are kind of forced to homeschool their kids right now. And I don't know, everybody must have, they probably have mixed feelings on that. still, you know, now is the time to focus on life, but it's also a time to set things aside. News, Facebook, things like that. We really need to set those to the wayside and schedule certain times that we're going to watch those. I think it's really important.
Can I talk about the schedule things, Jen?
Sure, yeah.
Can I comment on that for just a second? That's something that I have found that has helped me a lot, is actually doing that, is scheduling the times. And for those of us that work from home, you know, it's not uncommon for us to have meetings that, you know, we have to be there at 9 o'clock and things like that. But today, for example, you know, I had the 8:30 call today. I've got 9:30 teaching MEP class. I've got a WQA call at 1 o'clock and a conference call at 3 o'clock. So I look at my calendar and my day is just filled. Today's going to be a busy work day. I've got that stuff. Same with tomorrow. I've got things set on certain times on my calendar, and maybe you don't have a specific meeting set, but maybe you put it on your calendar and you consider it in terms of staying focused. Even if you're, it's just making phone calls, maybe schedule yourself, okay, from 10 to 12, I'm making phone calls, and set a goal for yourself, set, I'm going to make 10 phone calls to customers and say hi, set that goal. And actually put that on your calendar and schedule those times and stick to it. And we talked about working from home a couple weeks ago. Get dressed, put on a company shirt, and get dressed as if you were out there, out and about doing that. I think those things, what causes us to get unfocused sometimes is when we don't have those tools that we normally have on a daily basis to help us focus. So we schedule those times, put those times down. Jen, you're talking about Facebook. You're talking about scheduling your leisure time. Put that in there. Schedule your leisure time in there. But if you're working, put down, very organized what you're going to be doing during that day. I'll tell you something else. For those of you working at home and still getting paid, that's a great way for accountability. If anybody is ever questioning what you're doing, you can show that calendar. You can show that activity. You can show the history of what you've been doing. Okay, Jen, go ahead, finish up.
Sorry. No, that's excellent. Another thing that I was talking with my daughter-in-law last night, and she's working from home, and she also has a 5-year-old running around. And, she said what's really hard is that when she's on a meeting, she has her 5-year-old in the background. So she's distracted by the 5-year-old. And she says, what I had to start doing, because I have to be present at these meetings, because otherwise, somebody call her after the meeting and say, so what happened, what are your thoughts on this? And she wasn't paying attention. So being present for those meetings, just the same as if you were face-to-face. The president of your company is sitting there and you're face-to-face with them. You need to be present during those meetings. And I know WQA is one of them when we're doing the MEP. Focusing on what you're supposed to be focusing on, the reason for that meeting. I think that's super important. She said she got burnt pretty good on one of them. Her bosses called up and said, well, what about this? And she's like, I wasn't paying attention. And she says, actually, at that time, she was Facebooking, and she thinks she thought her boss saw her post something on Facebook. But being present for the online meeting is so important.
That means her boss was on Facebook, too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. I saw you. Your eyes were open during the prayer at church. Well, obviously, so were you.
My
wife used to say that to me all the time when I was married. We were driving down the road. She'd go, you're speeding. And I'd be, so are you.
But I guess to kind of sum it up is now is the perfect time. The world is at a standstill right now, but now is the perfect time to get ahead. We always have this time that we're saying, man, if only I had time to do this. If only I had time to do that. I don't have time to do this now. Take this time. Take this slow time to get caught up and to get ahead. Because once it's go time, once the shelter in place is lifted, let's go at it and let's go full force, because I can tell you more than likely your competitors, they're just sitting at home, binging on Netflix. And when it's go time, we're going to be ready. So that's my words of advice. Does anybody else have anything to add to that, ways that they're able to help get focused? I know we just have another minute, but I'd like to hear if anybody else is what they're doing to stay focused. Nobody's paying attention, are they?
Sorry.
Well, listen,
I do want to just reiterate, just say one more time that I, you know, in terms of being focused and tools to help me, this call every Thursday is something that I continue to look forward to. Some of you that have been on this for a long time know that these calls are, they're somewhat therapeutic for me. I'm first off, I'm truly honored to have you guys log on and do this and participate and be part of it. I really hope you find as much value in it as I do, but I'm really appreciative of these Thursday morning calls and of everybody here. So thank you all very much. Seriously, stay safe, and we will talk to you next week, if not before. Okay, so thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Thanks.